Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A full evening of entertainment is found with the Into the Woods Directors Gala. On Saturday, KEDM Public Radio hosts the celebration of ULM's spring musical production. KEDM Development Director Lila Strode and General Manager Jay Curtis join me in studio for more. Welcome to you both.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Lila, many recall the first gala last year. Lots of positive comments about that gala. How has that springboarded into this year's event?
We had such a wonderful time. We enjoyed our decorations, what we pulled together. The food was amazing. Most commented on about the event last year was how wonderful the food was. So this year we have definitely springboarded, put together another wonderful menu. We're going to have decorations in the sculpture garden this year. Looks like the weather is going to be successful for us. We'll have a beautiful day. I like to call it somewhat of a garden party in the afternoon here at ULM.
So I arrive at this year's gala. Tell me about the setting and the decor.
Of course, it's Into the Woods, a little forest-inspired there. And we've got some wonderful decorations. Stuart Scalia has put together a great plan for us. She's going to decorate the garden for us. And Karen Bennett is handling and helping me with food selections and the menu. And she is owner of Chow Baby Catering. So we've done some good thought process, good thinking through it. We've also got a wonderful specialty beverage that Leanne and Stacy Goff have so kindly contributed to us, and it's going to be the Happily Ever After.
What exactly is in this beverage?
A little bourbon and a little blood orange juice. Very fitting.
Now, if I wander over to the buffet table, you mentioned the forest-inspired menu. What kind of hors d'oeuvres and treats am I going to find there?
Well, of course, we're going to have some marinated mushrooms. We're going to have berries, fresh breads, greens, chicken Alfredo to represent the hen and the cream from the cow. We're also going to have a roast beast. So, just lots of wonderful things. I love to cook, and I love putting this menu together.
Live music sets the tone for the evening. Who's going to be performing?
John Farmer. John Farmer was with us last year, and he was so kind to represent and work with us again this year. He is a junior at ULM. He is also a guitar major, and he gives guitar lessons. So his music was beautiful last year, and he's so kind to come back and join us.
Well, Jay, something not to miss is the silent auction tables. What might you find there?
We just had some of this start coming in this week. Donations by local artists that, as we support the art community at KEDM, they're donating some of their works. And some of the works that came in this week are really fabulous. I mean, it's not just, okay, yep, there's a local artist. It is some really nice work that's going to be up for auction. And the proceeds from the auction go to support KEDM Public Radio.
I must ask, have any of the artists kind of followed the forest theme?
One or two. I think there's a black and white photography piece from Emily Broadnax that's Black Bayou. And I know that Marlene Grimmigan has one in there, too, as well. It's floral.
A watercolor lotus.
Last year, I know that the show was cast, some of the members, as well as Director Robin Stevens, able to stop by. Plans in the works this year for the same?
That is part of the fun and I think the attraction to this. It's not just a great party before a terrific show, but it's a chance to meet and mingle with the cast, to be able to say, you know, hey, so, you know, what's it like playing a prince or playing Cinderella or playing Jack in the Jack and the Beanstalk story? And to have a chance to, if you know anything about Sondheim, it's called Into the Words is the nickname for the show, because it has so many words that actors have to be able to get out so very, very quickly. So to be able to talk about what did it take for you studying-wise to be able to get this part under wraps, to be able to have it to present to an audience?
Had the opportunity to attend a dress rehearsal. Your takeaway from what you've seen with the show coming up?
I tell you this, you are going to be blown away by this show. It is the combination of Sondheim, which is fantastic, and the incredible talent that the School of Visual and Performing Arts has put together between lighting design, scenic design, costumes by Marcy Hall. But the cast themselves have really made this their own, and it's exciting to see how they take the audience on that journey. It's not just the journey into the woods, but it's the journey of discovery for each of these characters and to see how they grow and change as people.
We mention an event like this, the ULM musical production and partnering with KEDM through the Director's Gala. How does an event like this foster understanding and support of programs and services to the community?
Well, KEDM exists as a service to the community. So that's a part of what we do. We exist, and many of our programs relate to nonprofits. Part of our mission statement involves being committed to growing the arts in Northeast Louisiana. And so this is one way that all of these arts can come together at the same time. You have on stage musical theater, live musical theater. You have live music at the event with John Farmer. You have local artists and local talent here being auctioned off in the silent auction. And it benefits KEDM, and it also benefits ULM School of Visual and Performing Arts. So it's a benefit for the arts by the arts.
One of the things with the admission, Lila, it doesn't just stop at the Sculpture Garden. There's some other perks to that Director's Gala admission.
Absolutely. With your Director's Gala tickets, you do receive VIP tickets to the musical Into the Woods, and there's a special roped off section for your seating. So when you come to the gala, you don't have to worry about getting there early to get your special seat. We'll have it reserved for you.
Lots of community support in bringing this together once again this year, I'm sure.
Yes, we appreciate our community support so much. Fiesta Nutrition Center, Northeast Louisiana Arts Council, Richard and Jean Harrison, Snelling's Briard, Inabinant Snarter and Trasher, and also our CARS program, which is the KEDM CARS donation.
The KEDM Director's Gala, ticket information, how can you find out more?
You can call the station at 342-5556, or you can go online to kedm.org, purchase your tickets. If you call the station, call me and we'll get you reserved and have them at will call for you.
Director's Gala getting underway 5 o'clock on Saturday at the Sculpture Garden on the campus of ULM. Lila Strode, Jay Curtis, thank you both for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the listening room online at kedm.org.